From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. Utah is not going to meet its goal of having 66% of people aged 25 to 64 with a college degree or certificate. But Utah wasn't too far off the mark, says Jimmy Clark. He works with the Indiana-based Lumina Foundation to help states increase post-high school education. Right now, Utah is at 52%. Clark says that's higher than the national average. He spoke at an Education Commission meeting yesterday as Utah considers setting a new goal.
Depending upon where you put your end date, you know, I don't think your 66% is necessarily far off from where you should be.
Clark says any new goal is just the first step. It's also important to have community awareness and buy-in. The state has released an audit of the Utah Department of Corrections Inmate Placement Program, which houses state inmates at county jails to help with overcrowding. In the report, the Office of the State Auditor says the Department of Corrections has not learned from mistakes made at Daggett County Jail. In 2017, that jail was shut down and inmates removed after reports of ongoing prisoner abuse. The auditor's report also found deficiencies in the department's monitoring of contract jails, resolving concerns at jails, and in tracking its own program's effectiveness. The report recommends a number of changes in how the department administers the program. The Bureau of Land Management is considering a request from an oil and gas company to drill just outside the town of Bluff in San Juan County. And that has residents worried about their water. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports.
EOG Resources wants to extract oil and gas through hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. The drilling sites are upstream from Bluff's aquifer and have the potential to contaminate it. That's according to a study by the U.S. Geological Survey. The study concludes it would take at least 2,000 years for that to happen. But it fails to take fracking into account, says Josh Ewing, executive director of Bluff-based conservation group Friends of Cedar Mesa.
We know fracking causes underground changes to the geology, yet the study just assumes that there will be no changes and that those chemicals will travel at natural rates.
Ewing spoke to residents at the Bluff Community Center last night. Irene Hamilton was there. She says she's afraid that her water could become contaminated like that of nearby communities on the Navajo Nation.
I lived in Montezuma Creek in the 70s. I lived there for a year, and you turn on the faucet and your water comes out brown.
The BLM is taking comments on the application to drill through February 6th. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
The Trump administration's rollback of Obama-era Clean Water Act protections will affect streams across the West. That's according to Luke Runyon of member station KUNC in Greeley, Colorado. He reports here.
The Environmental Protection Agency has redefined which waterways are covered under the Clean Water Act and how much pollution can be dumped into them. The updated policy excludes some wetlands and all ephemeral streams, which only flow after a heavy rain or intense snowmelt. They act as tributaries to rivers that millions of people across the Southwest count on for drinking water and irrigation. In Colorado, about 70% of all streams will be affected by the new rule. In New Mexico and Nevada, it's upwards of 90%. Oil and gas companies, home builders, and some agriculture groups cheered the change. Environmental groups and left-leaning states vowed to fight it. I'm Luke Runyon.
There have been nearly 1,100 avalanche deaths in the United States since the 1950s, but recent research reveals a surprising trend. The number of deaths of people in their 30s and 40s is going up. Eric Peitsch co-authored the report. He says it means older people need to keep up with their avalanche education.
It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. Everyone needs the background information, the education. So once we have that good foundation of an avalanche education, then wherever you're recreating, look up the forecast before you head out.
He says the good news is that the overall number of avalanche deaths is holding steady, while the number of people in the backcountry continues to rise. Salt Lake County has worked with a Las Vegas-based circus to exclude its exotic animals in next week's shows in South Jordan. County officials say they heard from a number of concerned community members and the Utah Animal Rights Coalition, which called on Mayor Jenny Wilson to bar the circus from bringing its tigers and elephants. The group says it's gathered video and photo evidence of animals suffering at a Jordan World Circus event. A spokesperson from the mayor's office says there is talk of implementing a permanent ban in the future. Some Utah football players will get a spotlight at the NFL Pro Bowl on Sunday. Players from the Utah Girls Tackle Football League will play an exhibition scrimmage at halftime. That league began in 2015 and features both full tackle and flag leagues for girls in 1st through 12th grades. It's the first of its kind in the country. I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.